In their book, How to Teach English with Technology, Dudney and Hockley state that the basic skills required for this purpose are the following ones: being able to use a simple word processing program, an email client, and a web browser. However, if we look into the Norwegian National Curriculum for English, we find that not only does English as a school subject include the expected learning outcomes concerning language, literature, and culture, it also includes digital skills, as well as being able to describe and interpret graphical representations of numbers. This makes sense in the context of e-learning, since the internet is a great source of data, and the availability of software for displaying data is greater than ever. Obviously, English teachers need to master a wider range of programs than word processors and web browsers. I was curious to find out what tomorrow's teachers thought about this, so I conducted a survey using two groups of pre-service English teachers at Bergen University College, each group numbering 25 students. I wanted to find out if the students' attitudes and self-perceived skills changed during the course of their studies. So I chose one group of students doing English in their first year and one group doing English in their third or fourth year. My expectation was that there would be a significant difference between the two groups. After all, the third and fourth year students would have had a longer exposure to the use of software for educational purposes. The results were interesting. Perhaps surprisingly, there were no significant differences between the two groups of students. On the whole, all students were very positive toward teaching English with technology. Notably, this was completely uncorrelated with variables such as age, sex, or the estimated number of hours spent using a computer the week before. Furthermore, the students were far more optimistic about their skills in web use than their skills at using common office software. This would merit some consideration for two reasons. First, although the students are positive toward using technology in teaching, their self-perceived skills do not increase in the course of their studies. Second, it is precisely the skills relating to office software, and notably spreadsheets, that will allow the students to make use of the vast possibilities offered by the internet for visualizing data as shown in this Google Docs motion chart.